This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Danny Tarkanian, candidate for the Republican Party's nomination for the U.S. Senate in Nevada. It's been an especially contentious primary because the winner gets to take on what is believed to be a very vulnerable Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid. The primary in Nevada is on Tuesday. And Danny, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Was it the chance to take on Harry Reid, who many people see as the leader of an effort to push an agenda that many Americans are nervous about, or was it just time for your voice in the Senate?
No, I actually got in this race at the end of July, beginning of August, when Dean Heller decided not to run against Reid, and Krolecki, our city lieutenant governor, decided not to also. I knew Reid was taking us down a very dangerous path. I'm sorry, I'm at the airport, so I'm sorry about the background noise. But I knew Senator Reid was taking us down a very dangerous path, a path that I believe is wrong for the country, and someone had to step up to run against him. I thought if everything fell in the right place, I might have an outside shot of beating him. But Reid has continued to make himself less and less likable to the people of Nevada. The people of Nevada are independent, libertarian type of people. They don't agree with this leftist agenda that he's pushing right now of more government intervention, more government involvement, more taxation.
Is it mainly how he's basically shepherded the Obama agenda, or is it basically a 24-year track record you're going after here when it comes to Harry Reid?
Well, there is a 24-year track record where Reid has never been a real popular politician in the state. Up until the last election, when he got the city attorney general appointed to the federal bench, Reid had never won a statewide race by more than 3%. So he's never been real popular. But I think more than that, it's the agenda that he's pushing right now as a majority leader. As I mentioned, more government involvement, more government intervention in our private and business lives, and more taxation. And people in Nevada just they moved away from those big cities and big states to get away from all that. And here they go, facing the federal government because of one of their own.
Of course, before you get the chance to take on Harry Reid, you need to win the primary, and that's been very competitive as well. You're up against the former state chairwoman for your party, Sue Loudon, as well as a Tea Party favorite in Sharon Angle. The polls have been fluctuating around a little bit. Where do you see the momentum right now?
Well, it's clear that in every poll I've seen, besides the one by the Nathan Dixon, which has been suspect, every other poll has Sharon and myself moving up pretty rapidly, and Sue Loudon has dropped pretty quickly. The last two polls that I've seen have had Sharon a little bit ahead of me, and I'm in second, and Sue quite a bit in third. You know, the thing is, Sharon has a lot of momentum from the Tea Party Express. It's not really the Tea Party movement. The Tea Party Express is a California-based consulting group that has spent almost $800,000. I think they spent $500,000 in TV and radio promoting her. But the Tea Party Nation and the group that was the Tea Party Nevada, they both have come out and repudiated the endorsement of Sue Sharon, and I've actually supported his support for all three of us candidates from the Tea Party movement.
What do you believe distinguishes you between Sue Loudon and Sharon Angle?
Well, Sue Loudon, it's easy. You know, we have a different political philosophy. She came out and she defended and supported that first bailout, the financial bailout. I'm against that. She feels Harry Reid has failed the state because he doesn't bring enough federal spending back to the state. I believe he's failed the state because he's allowed too much federal spending everywhere. Her record, Sue Loudon's record as a state senator, shows that she's supported tax increases on numerous occasions, including the infamous Nevada jobs tax, which I would definitely be against. And she has a record of supporting, voting for, and even donating on five different occasions $1,000 to Harry Reid. And I would never support Harry Reid. With myself and Sharon Angle, we both have very strong fiscal and social conservative values. The difference between myself and her is, quite frankly, I've used my political philosophy and applied it to the serious problems we're facing here in our state and our country. And I've come up with specific solutions. I have a 4-point health care reform plan that would substantially reduce our health care costs without getting the government involved in our health care decisions. It's market-driven and includes tort reform. I have an economic plan that discusses how we can create thousands of jobs here in Nevada and generate upwards of $1 billion in much-needed tax revenue by utilizing Yucca Mountain as a nuclear reprocessing facility. My economic plan talks about how we can cut government spending and reduce our debt $1.3 trillion. I have an energy plan that discusses how we can become energy independent here in the United States and get off our reliance upon foreign oil. And with Harry Reid recently claiming that he's going to pass comprehensive immigration reform, which would grant amnesty to illegal immigrants, I came out with a 3-point immigration plan that would help resolve our immigration problems. So I've tried to be solution-oriented, and I haven't seen that from Sharon's campaign.
Danny, in terms of how the state has reacted to your campaign, obviously you have great name recognition in the state between your years playing for UNLV and your dad's many years of coaching success there. How has that impacted the race, if at all?
Well, I think that my name recognition certainly helped me initially when I got into the race, but I think what people are seeing, if you've seen in every single poll, I have the highest positive ratings and the lowest negative ratings of all the candidates, and that's because I'm talking about the real issues that are facing our state, and I'm come up with solutions that resonates with our voting public, and I've gotten past the name recognition to where I'm the only candidate out here now that is having to raise money the conventional way through donations, the public donations. You know, Sue Loudon has put over $1.2 million of her own money into the race, and Sharon Angle's gotten over $800,000 from Washington and California organizations. You know, they've been able to fund their campaigns that way, and I've had to do it through the regular contributions, small contributions. We've gotten contributions from 13,000 people already, and with that, we've stayed into the race and been very, very competitive and have a chance to win this Tuesday.
How big of a turnout are you expecting in this primary overall, as well as among your supporters?
Well, I'm hoping all of our supporters get out and vote. We have identified over 10,000 of them, and we're working very hard to get in the polls. I can't tell what the final numbers are going to be on the voting, because at the beginning point of early voting, all the reports were that we had a low turnout. Now we've had quite a good voting turnout the last two or three days, and now they're saying we're going to have a high turnout. So, you know, it goes back and forth, and until the last day, you never know what's going to end up.
Well, Danny, I know the next few days will be extremely busy for you. We'll be watching for sure on Tuesday night. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Danny Tarkanian, candidate for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination in Nevada. The winner of that primary takes on a very vulnerable Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.